the devil's advocates. Because freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. A little shout out to all our affiliates. Of course, Devil Radio right here in Madison, WCPT 820 AM listeners in Chicago, KTNF AM 950 in Minneapolis, KGOE 1480 AM 92.7 FM. Out there on the leftist coast, WADR in, I guess that's in Janesville, WAUK, that's in Milwaukee, and the Shaw, of course, in Waukesha, Progressive Voices. Hell, there's lots of ways to listen to us. And we got a fine guest. We welcome him back. He is a U.S. senatorial candidate from the great state of Wisconsin. He's an attorney by trade. I won't hold it against you. Peter Pekarsky, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Good to be here. Thank you very much, Mike. And well, Happy New Year to you and your crew.
You as well, sir. Glad to see you. Glad everybody's healthy all the way around. But, Peter, I wanted to start with the conversation. I know you've been paying attention. I know you're running for a federal seat, but got to talk about the backyard politics. I know you filed a lawsuit and you're paying attention. But, Peter, the fraud perpetrated here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 10 false electors. They are all connected on various levels with the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin. And one of them, Bob Spindell, who is a Wisconsin elections commissioner, who would like to be his own judge and jury on this matter, points towards Donald Trump and said, we didn't do this alone. We were directed to do this by Donald Trump. That's a quote quoted by Patrick Marley today in the Journal Sentinel. Peter, that's an accusation and a confession all in one. Why aren't there charges being leveled, sir? My question.
You would have to ask the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin and the Attorney General of the United States. I'm sorry about that. The United States Attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, the U.S. Attorney in charge of bringing any charges in Madison for what happened in Madison. Sorry about that.
That's okay, Peter. I know you're not a prosecutor by trade. I find it troubling, though, and I find it hard to move on beyond the 2020 election because they won't allow us to move on. There's something of a Joe McCarthy-esque investigation going on being led by Gableman, and it's at the bequest of Republicans, and the gerrymandered Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is directing this investigation. It's happening with taxpayer money, but there's no there, Peter. And it seems quite fascistic to me that they're threatening to throw people in jail, Democrats, you know, if they won't honor private subpoenas, et cetera, et cetera. Peter, again, I'm not asking for your prosecutorial opinion, sir, but all things considered, how should we react to what's happening in our own state?
I think we should insist on the rule of law. This is a government of laws, not of men. We have a constitution, we have statutes, which we should abide by them. And it seems fairly clear that there were violations of those statutes. And to the extent there are, either the Wisconsin Department of Justice or the United States Department of Justice ought to take real swift action to do something about it. On top of that, the Congress of the United States is looking into it. They have the authority and the responsibility to look into this. They're looking into it, apparently making some progress. They're asking people to appear before them. Some of those people are refusing and going to court, but they're investigating it. And I would expect that the Congress, when they find out or get as close to the facts as they can, will legislate as necessary to see that something like this doesn't happen again and to serve as a deterrent. And I would think that if the United States Department of Justice gets into this and the Wisconsin Attorney General get into it, that would also serve it. A, it will stop the people who are doing this and who have continued to do it from doing it again, and will serve as a deterrent to stop them or anybody else similarly inclined from doing it in the future. I mean, that's where things are going. And in the meantime, as far as people being threatened in improper manners, the courts are there to protect them. And as far as I can tell, so far they have. They apparently they're is a deposition which is allowed to be going on, but it's under the supervision of the court. I mean, it may not occur in court, but that judge is on top of it. And the judge made it quite clear that if this gets out of hand, the lawyers for the person being deposed ought to come back. And the court said that the court would put it on the top of their docket. In other words, they're not going to wait. If something goes wrong, if Mr. Gableman or the people who he has working for them step out of line, they're going to find themselves in front of a judge the next morning or perhaps that afternoon explaining themselves and putting on the line their legal license to practice law. I mean, that is my sense of what's going on here.
Folks, sorry to interrupt, Peter. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Peter Bukarski. He is an attorney by trade. He is a U.S. senatorial candidate. He'd like to take the seat currently held by Ron Johnson. And let me ask you about what is going on in the federal level in the U.S. Senate, the seat you'd like to hold. Well, there was a bruncheon of sort. I guess Joe Biden went to the Hill and sat down with the Democratic Senate caucus today, Peter. And Kyrsten Sinema, sort of preempting her president, went to the chamber of the Senate today and said, you know what, I can't overturn the filibuster, but I'm all down for the Voting Rights Act. I'm all down for the legislation being proposed, but I'm totally against the means of passage. Obviously, Peter, it's her, it's Joe Manchin, it's perhaps a few more, but it's also 50 Republican senators that don't give a damn about people's voting rights, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. So, Peter, where would you stand today if you were in the U.S. Senate, if you held this current Ron Johnson seat? What would your vote be on voting rights, and what do you think the path is forward, sir?
As far as what I would do, I would vote in favor of the people of this country. I would vote to abolish the filibuster in favor of our democracy, and I would vote for the Voting Rights Act. And there's also another bill. I think they've merged two bills together, a John Lewis Voting Rights Act and another Voting Rights Act. They've merged them all together. I would vote to abolish the filibuster and to pass that legislation. That's what I would do. The path forward is pretty difficult. They're going to have to try and work it out. Perhaps the people in states where a Republican senator could help out here and where they're up for election in November could make it quite clear to that senator that if they want a vote from those people in November, they're going to get a vote from that senator right now on the floor of the U.S. Senate to abolish the filibuster and pass this legislation necessary to protect our democracy. And that's a step both to protect our democracy, which I would take and I will take as a United States senator from Wisconsin. It's necessary. And to the extent people are concerned about what happened on January 6th of last year and the necessity to protect our democracy, passing this legislation is part of that. It's part of protecting our democracy from another occurrence of what happened last January. So I hope that answers your question. I would vote for it, and I intend to vote for it. And the people of this country who have the vote can tell the senators right now who are not going to support it, we're going to vote you out of office.
Well, I'd like to see action in the right direction. I'd like to see my president, Joe Biden, the other day when he went to Atlanta and he gave a speech on voting rights, and I thought he was quite passionate. I thought he was just short of naming names. But it apparently, Peter, was unpersuasive. It didn't have the desired effect. So if we cannot get it done with the current makeup of the U.S. Senate, I'm concerned that the electorate will punish the Democrats for failing to deliver. And of course, we need more good Democrats to actually deliver, Peter. It's something of a quandary. What do you think the electorate will decide?
I think the electorate will decide that this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. The people want this done, and the people who support getting it done, for the people of this country, for supporting the democracy we have worked for a very long time, are going to vote the right way, or they're going to be tossed out of office. I think that's what the people will decide. And I think it's necessary. I'm trying to make the case. I make the case at every opportunity, and for the Democratic Party to make the case that the Democratic Party stands up for the people of this country on many different issues, in addition to the ones we're talking about. I mean, I'm bread and butter, you know, kitchen table issues across the board. The Democratic Party is standing up for the people of this country, for the laborers in this country, for the family farmers in this country, across the state of Wisconsin, across the country. That's what I think the Democratic Party has to say and do and act in that manner. And I'm doing what I can to push that forward.
Well, Peter, I certainly wish Team Blue, you know, the left, the Democrats, I wish that we would rise up and we would elect enough people. Ron Johnson is running for office again. And I certainly agree with the sentiment. Let's throw the bums out, especially Ron Johnson. But the people of the state of Wisconsin twice, and I would say surprising fashion, have chosen a guy who's not a centrist. He's fringer, and if he wasn't a fringer, he's gone full Trumpster over a guy like Russ Feingold, who is a very good progressive center with a good track record. Peter, I'm wondering if the people of the state of Wisconsin are bipolar, or perhaps they've learned lessons. Where do you think they stand currently? Ron Johnson, he's in it, sir. That's no shocker. You want to beat the guy. How do you do so?
The people of Wisconsin, I think, are intelligent. They're smart. They're common sense. They're hardworking. They're honest. And they understand what Ron Johnson is up to. And they understand they have a simple decision to make here. Do they want to reelect Ron Johnson allow him the ability to use his power as a senator to again take $79 million of the people's money, of our money, and give it to three of his rich campaign contributors, and then take another $19 million and put it in his own bank account? Or they want to get somebody like me in there who doesn't take any money, who is working night and day for the people of the state of Wisconsin, for all of the people of the state of Wisconsin, whether they're Republicans or independents or Democrats or Libertarians or Greens, somebody who gets in there working for them instead of working for his campaign contributors and taking that money, which has many uses in the state of Wisconsin, whether it's supporting broadband all over the state. There are a whole lot of uses. I'm not going to get into all of them. You understand it as well as I do. They have a simple decision to make, and I think they're going to make the right decision and retire Senator Johnson and put a solid progressive Democrat in that seat. And I hope I'm doing what I can to be that Democrat and go to work for the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. My fine guest is Peter Pekarsky, live via Zoom. We'll perhaps do town hall style. Hold callers. We'll take a few phone calls in the next segment with Peter at 844-967-2789. Ron Johnson's been out there saying some crazy stuff, Peter, as you well know. And it was not my impression, and I've known Ron Johnson going on 6 or 7 years. I counted last night. I've interviewed the guy more than 25 times, and I felt like I had some sort of insight into this guy. But the guy changed somewhere along the line, Peter. And it was around the election time frame of 2020. And he saw some internal polling. Something happened, but he just decided, you know, it's not enough just to be conservative. I got to be a big lie conservative. I got to be a horse paste conservative. I got to have hearings pushing hydroxychloroquine kind of conservative. I mean, he has gone beyond the pale. I don't think he represents any part of Wisconsin, or it's a very small portion. He's not a popular incumbent. Peter, either he's going to win because it's a red wave, or he's going to get beat because the people rise up and say, you know, we don't want more fascist leadership. Okay, Peter, what's it going to be?
I think the people are going to ask themselves, what kind of world do we want to leave to our children and grandchildren? Do we want to leave a world where Ron Johnson can effectively rip off $79 million using his seat in the Senate instead of making that available for education of the children of the state of Wisconsin? Or do we want to send a hardworking, honest Democrat to fill that seat and work hard for the people of the state of Wisconsin, to get benefits for all of the people of the state of Wisconsin? That's the issue facing them, and I think they're going to vote for the Democrat.
Peter, you keep referencing Ron Johnson, who pushed for a tax cut for designated S corporations. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side. Ron came to my Milwaukee studio and bragged about it. Peter Pekarsky, fine U.S. senatorial candidate. We'll go town hall style next.
So, Peter, what's happening?